We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, defunding and reimagining. A plan to shift L.A. County's budget priorities through a charter amendment. It's going to be considered by the Board of Supervisors today. Let's get more from downtown L.A. and KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The idea is to put this before voters in November during the general election. It would allocate no less than 10% of the county's locally generated unrestricted revenues in the general fund toward community investment and alternatives to jailing people. It would prohibit those funds from being used or moved towards law enforcement, to court services, and other stuff. Supervisor Sheila Kuhl says this is about a broad range of services.
Youth development, job training, minority-owned businesses, rental assistance and services, housing capital, restorative justice, which, yes, that does include prevention.
Board Chair Supervisor Catherine Barger opposed the proposal.
To put a charter amendment on, to me, is irresponsible. And quite frankly, I believe that it is taking away from our duty and responsibility as board members.
If this does make it to the ballot in November, it would require a simple majority to pass. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
City of L.A. launching a major plan to change the LAPD after all the protests over the alleged racism. The mayor, Eric Garcetti, says that this new Bureau on Community Policing will be set up.
When our officers understand the experiences of the people that they serve, they are more effective at doing the hard work they took an oath to do. And when Angelenos, especially in our Black and Latino neighborhoods, trust the police officers assigned to serve them, they feel and they are safer.
So if it's going to be done, the police union president Craig Lally is telling KNX that he thinks the Bureau is not being given enough money.
If city council and the mayor came out tomorrow and say, hey, we're going to hire 3,000 more officers over the next, say, 5-10 years, and part of this we're going to commit to this community safety partnership program, I'd be all in.
He says the main priority should be to have enough officers to answer 911 calls.
Health officials in Riverside County say a new study suggests that the number of COVID cases there is probably 3 to 5 times higher than the official figure of about 35,000. This is the cases. They base the finding on an antibody test that was randomly done on people across the county, which produced results that show the actual total number of infections could range from 118,000 to as many as 175,000.
So this is getting the attention of a lot of people this morning. The shutdown of 3 local food distributors because of virus outbreaks in those plants. And now people are wondering, does the food that you eat put you at risk?
The short answer is it does not, says Dr. Michael Hurt with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
We all eat multiple times a day. Scientists have looked at, is food a vector? Can food make you sick with COVID? And the answer is pretty clearly at this point, no.
Dr. Hurt tells KNX what the shutdowns of Mission Foods, Golden State Foods, and SNS Foods is doing is attacking the virus with pinpoint accuracy, saving us a lot of unnecessary economic collateral damage.
This is how other countries do it. It's a surgical strike. You go in just where that outbreak has started from, a restaurant, a bar, a particular location, and you shut it down, clean it up, and teach the business owners how to reopen safely. That's what we should be doing.
Hurt says even though the food is safe, it's never a bad idea to clean the outer packaging. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hospitals across Southern California are experiencing their highest number of hospitalizations due to the virus, but Hospital officials say they still have enough capacity. The Daily News reports that administrators say they've been well prepared for the latest increase in the cases and have converted more spaces to deal with it. They also say the wave of patients aren't arriving in one place as in the past, when most of them had been coming from nursing homes.
Torrance officials are taking a look tonight with the question of whether to begin to impose fines on people who violate the health orders by refusing to wear a face mask in public. Just a few L.A. County cities have done that. Manhattan Beach becoming the latest. That was a couple of weeks ago. Issue got put on the agenda for tonight's Torrance City Council meeting because there have been a growing number of complaints about people not wearing a mask.
Members of Southern California sports teams have a range of reactions to baseball's coronavirus outbreak. Here's KNX 1070's Randy Cardoon.
Dodgers pitcher David Price tweeting, "Part of the reason I'm home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first. I can see that hasn't changed." Chargers running back Austin Eckler was asked by TMZ if he feels confident about what the NFL has done to protect their players.
Confident? No. I think it's hard to be confident right now. The thing is, what I can be is just confident in myself that I know I'm going to try my best to just isolate, like, and not be around anybody. Like I said, I live by myself. So I'm not confident in the entire system because it is so contagious. Like, there's a reason we're going through all these shutdowns and things like that.
Eckler is planning to report to the Chargers with the other veterans today. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070, News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.